The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Yeah, we're here. I know I scared you back at the station, but forgot some stuff and ran back over here to the table. Coach Steve Carson joins me, and we got a lot to talk about, Coach.
We do.
Yeah, I think I've done the majority of the interviews in this whole entire year. You're undefeated with me. I just want to let you know.
Well, I wish it were that easy. I wish that we could just say, if you interview me, we'll keep winning.
Well, you're undefeated with Brian too, so I guess you know.
Well, we'll take anybody.
You know, when I asked this last week, and I really got excited, and I said something off air last night to Brian. You know, when you went to win a regular season title, you got to be coachable. You got to be dedicated. You got to have good coaching. Got to have a turnover plus helps, a good defense, a solid offense, and sometimes a little luck.
Well, I think you're right on all those, and we've been very fortunate in every instance you just spoke of in this season. We're plus 21 in the turnover ratio. We haven't had anybody get hurt. We've had some breaks go our way, and and our kids have played hard and give us a chance.
And you mentioned you didn't mention this because you're not going to toot your horn, but good coaching. And I know you've always given credit to your coaching staff, and again, a tremendous job. But we couldn't be happier for the Eagles, and I know you're happy for the community and Bill and even Rhonda Holton back there who got that thing started.
Certainly, you know, I'll forever be in debt to Miss Holton. She's the one that hired me to come out there and be the football coach. And so I'm very thankful for the opportunity she gave me. And not only that, she gave me the opportunity to hire four just outstanding men to come out and work with me. Those guys, they deserve as much or more credit than anybody does for what they do. They put in just an enormous amount of time studying film and coaching these kids, and I'm just very fortunate to have all four of those guys working with me.
Well, it wasn't easy getting your 10th one. Maybe been the toughest game you've had all year, Cascade. You knew going in, though, that it was going to be a tough game, and you were kind of up to the challenge. Didn't offensively, nobody could get anything going in the first half, though, could they?
Well, it was a defensive struggle for sure in the first half. We got a little spark going, and there in the second quarter and was able to score, but then we missed the extra point. Lee Blakemore's our kicker, and he's been solid all year, and he just pushed it. And but anyway, they return. They just come right back out and drive down the field and score. And so it's 7-6 with probably a minute and a half to go, and we get a great return from Chris. He gets it up to midfield, and the next thing you know, we're knocking on the door. Right before halftime, and I did a poor job managing our timeouts, and we didn't have any. So with about 13 seconds to go in the half, we line up to kick a 30-yard field goal, and we got a good foot on it, and he just again pushed it just a little bit to the right, and we missed it. But we felt good going in the half that we could move the football. We found something right before halftime, and so we felt like that we had a good chance in the second half, and we just went out and competed.
It kind of seesawed a little bit back and forth. Both offenses were moving the football in the second half. Nathan Jernigan got the go-ahead touchdown, I think, with 5 minutes maybe.
Right in there.
Yeah. And let's talk about Nathan a little bit. And again, I look at the stats, and I look at all these high school players, and there's Nathan Jernigan up there in the 700-800 yards. And the kid didn't even know it. He wasn't even planning. You were using him on defense and just kind of using him sparingly offensively. But, boy, he's just taking it and gone with it, hadn't he?
Well, it just tells you how much I know, doesn't it? Nathan was playing. He's such a selfish, unselfish person. Nathan played tailback for us for 2 years, and this year we were in order to get our two best running backs in the game at one time, he moved to fullback. And that way we could run some tailback stuff from the fullback position and hopefully a lot of where people couldn't key on us. But he, you know, he took that in stride and was a blocker a lot, you know, early in the fall. And he did a nice job there. And then when DJ, he came in and played some quarterback for us and obviously led us to a big win against Westmoreland. And when DJ went down with his injury, we just felt like this was the move we need to keep permanent.
Well, in all fairness to you, too, you were trying to save him a little bit, too. I mean, because he was such a good defensive player as well, too. I mean, that was part of it.
Well, you know, we wanted to – we had to have him on defense, but he's just such a – he's such a good kid, and he's had a phenomenal year, and I'm happy for him and his family and – I'm glad for him to have this success.
And now Chris Hill has started to evolve and getting big yardage and big gains, and he played a crucial role in that game last night.
Chris made some I think he had maybe 140, 150 yards last night. And you know, the emergence of Nathan at quarterback with his ability to run, people were kind of starting to shut him down a little bit and key on him. But then that just opened up Chris for Chris to be able to find some more lanes and be a productive running back. Chris was our returning our leading rusher from last year, and he's creeping up there now. Nathan's probably got right around 1,250 yards, and I would say that Chris is hovering around the 750 yard mark.
Well, in the game last night, let me see if I can get the scenario here. You're up. You're down 7-6. And you score and you go for two,
mm-hmm.
and you get it.
No, we didn't get that one.
Okay, that's right. Okay, but you did get one later. Okay, and that turned out to be huge. Okay, Cascade goes and to kick the extra point to tie it as they drive down the field, and they miss the extra point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I'm calling. Sometimes it's just fate, good luck. You know, I mean, that's got to be unless.
Well,
I wasn't there, so I'm not going to say. But that's part of the little luck part I was talking about.
I just know that I was just I was praying for to be pushed to the right just a little bit. You know.
Well, but in all fairness, it happened to you too. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, it's the Karkov kid's their kicker, and he is he's a phenomenal athlete, and. It's probably the only one he's missed all year. He's their quarterback, and when he plays defense, he's their best defensive back. And he's probably the best kicker in our league. And again, I would dare to say that's the only extra point he's missed all year. And he just pushed it out.
The kicking game was a little tough last night. Wind and the weather conditions. It wasn't the perfect condition to kick a football last night.
It wasn't, it showed on our side too. We missed an extra point and a field goal. And I'm just fortunate that we stopped them one time in the second half, and they didn't stop us any. You know, and I'm just fortunate that we were able to make one more play.
Big run by Jernigan too, I think, wasn't it?
Well, we got the onside kick that he recovered, by the way, and picked up maybe 4 or 5 yards on first down. And then the next two runs got us down inside the 10, and they were out of timeouts, and we could have snapped it again and probably scored, but there wasn't any reason to.
Brian was asking Coach Adelot, who also went undefeated this year, how important was it this week to try to get that win? Was it that important, you may not have even mentioned it, but I think it was more important that to focus on the opponent, and that's what you guys did. It was Cascade, not just this is going to be 10 wins.
Well, you know, I told someone last week that our kids had an opportunity to do something special and finish the year undefeated. But at the same time, we couldn't get blinded by that. We were playing a very good and talented Cascade team, and if we got caught up in the 10-0 stuff. Then we wouldn't get to 10-0. We had to focus on getting better on Monday and getting better on Tuesday, and what we had, you know, the task at hand with Cascade, and our kids handled that well. So I think they may have handled it better than me. I've never been in a situation to be 10-0, and
had a few butterflies this week, Coach.
Well, you know, it's you know, you going into last week's game, I thought, boy, this ninth game, to with a chance to get to 10-0 is, boy, the toughest one to win. That's what I'm thinking, you know. And but this week it was, you know, it was somewhat nerve-wracking for me, to be honest with you, you know, knowing that you know, these kids now, we're connected. This team is connected from now on. And like, you know, they're not going to come back to me in 10 years and say, you know, Coach, remember with something happened in school or something in practice. They're going to talk about this season. And we're connected forever.
And they go down in history, really. I mean, it really is historic.
Certainly.
I mean, for the kind of season they had. And it's just an amazing run. And from what every indication, they've handled every type of situation basically the same. And that's hard to ask of a kid in high school and in a small high school as well. It's just amazing that they are able to just take one game at a time and continue doing that. And I know that's a lot have to do with you and your coaching staff, but still, it's a struggle to do that every week.
Well, you know, I'm just proud for them because, you know, their first couple of years, you know, our teams have always played hard, and especially our first year, our kids played hard, but they came up on the short end of the stick more times than not, and I really didn't know what to say to them. You know, you tell them, guys, you play hard, you leave it out on the field, you out-hit folks and out-hustle folks. You know, the scoreboard's going to take care of itself, and there for a couple of years it didn't. We were doing those things, but we were still not winning like we wanted to. And so this year, you know, they understand what it means to put in a hard day's work and a hard week's work. And this year I'm just so proud and for them – for them to be able to go out and do what they do Monday through Thursday and then leave it all on the field on Friday night and then turn around and see that you won. They deserve that. They've worked their tails off, and I couldn't be more happy for them.
Standing room only last night?
It was big. It was a good crowd. I think the rain scared some people away early. It was raining at about, I don't know, 5:30 or so, and it cleared off pretty quick, but I think that might have some pushed people away, but it was as always.
It was a tough night to sit out and watch football.
But as always, the Eagleville faithful, you know, came through, and we had a nice crowd.
I was getting texts about every 2 minutes from Eagleville last night, and because there were a lot of interest, a lot of people were texting me from out there, and just exciting. You could just feel it, you know, even from Riverdale, how excited they were just in a text last night. Coach Carson, Steve Carson of the Eagles, our guest here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Well, you got the regular season out of the way, 10-0, and now we celebrate a day or two, and then it's right back to business. You will get a bye. And is that a good thing for you? Do you like that, or
you know,
kind of torn?
We're you know, I'm I feel fortunate to be in, and you know, we're playing well right now. I'm not really sure how I feel about it, but it is what it is, and we're going to make the best of it, and we've got us a little plan that we're going to try to work and hope it works out the best for us.
Bumps and bruises get a little chance to get healed, I guess, would be the only positive, I guess, really.
Well, we've been very fortunate in that aspect this year. We haven't had very many injuries, and so we'll – you know, we're certainly not going to go out and beat them up this week. We're going to just try to get better at a few things and focus on us, and then see who we'll draw next in 2 weeks.
Well, we're waiting for that news any minute now. But at least you don't have to worry about who you play at least today.
Right now, I don't. And
I don't have to change tape.
And so I'm going to spend time spend a little time with my son. And my lovely bride and my daughter's at my parents' house in Winchester. So we're just going to enjoy the afternoon, and I'm not going to worry about anything football-wise.
Yes, the players are doing the same today.
I hope they are.
Yeah. I'm wondering where everybody went to celebrate last night. I'm sure they headed either to Murfreesboro, Chapel Hill, somewhere. They went somewhere, I know.
You know, I don't know, and I'm not going to ask them either.
Just a tremendous season, and Coach, we just appreciate you being here week after week, and it's been a great run, and I hope it continues for about, what, 5-6 more weeks, I guess.
Well, you know, if you just continue 1 week at a time, you know.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking?
And I just hope that people are talking about South Pitt maybe being another quad and being opposite Gordonsville and whatever. You know, I just hope that I hope that I'm sitting there saying that, you know, we play Gordonsville in the quarterfinals. And
Tom Crager says Huntland Columbia Academy 4-5 seed. You'll play the winner of that game. So that's
he's
familiar with Huntland.
Tom's a pretty sharp guy, you know, from what I understand. And
I don't know where you heard that from.
And I hope he's right in that. But I don't care. I'm just glad that we're. You know, that we're in the playoffs and we got opportunity to, you know, to play one more game.
Well, we're going to let you go and let you enjoy some of that. It's not going to be that hot, today, but it's going to be a nice day.
It's regardless, it's going to be a nice day.
And when you're with your wife, how can it not be nice? Right.
That's right.
There you go. I bailed you out right there.
There we go.
Hey, Coach Steve Carson. And by the way, tell everybody out at Eagle when you see him, congratulations. And it's just great to hear it. And the historic Eagles.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks again for everything you guys do.
All right, Steve Carson off of a 10-0 run as the head coach of the Eagles, and they're shouting. They're celebrating in Eagle, at least for a couple of days. Then they got to get back to work. And when we come back, Stanton Stevens will be joining Brian Barrett here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Come on down. They serve breakfast till noon.